I want to thank McAlpine Meadery for sponsoring this episode of From the Stash Podcast, located at 10035 Johnsford Road, Beach City, Ohio, 44608. Phone number 330-756-5019. Again, 330-756-5019. They take passion in brewing high-quality European-style artisan honey wine known as mead. It's available in 87 retail stores. It's also available in 36 different states to your front door. You can order online at www.mcalpinemead.com. Again, that's www.mcalpinemead.com. Hours of operation, Wednesday 4 to 10, Friday 4 to 12, Saturday 12 to 12, bands Fridays and Saturday nights. Thanks again to McAlpine Meadery for sponsoring this episode of From the Stash Podcast. Now on to the show, folks.
Welcome back to another From the Stash Podcast. I'm your host, James Davis McAllister, and today I have a special guest. Colin Brace, a.k.a. Master Puff, owner, founder of Lion Turtle Media, also an amazing, I guess you'd call him a hip-hop artist. I'd like to call him an experimental hip-hop if you're going to have to put him in that category artist. Anyways, without further ado, welcome, Colin. Thanks for joining the show, man. I appreciate
it. Hey, James. What's up, man? Hey, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, absolutely, man. You know, it's been a long time coming. This has been like a two-month process.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah, I mean, we were talking about this months ago. I'm glad to get it rolling. Glad to get some listeners in on us because I know we're going to have a good time.
Oh, dude, absolutely. I mean, it's, that's all you can do, especially in this time, you know. So maybe we can, you know, ease some people of their worries and troubles. I'm going to dive in with a couple questions. I don't like to do formatted interviews. I like the conversations to make themselves organically, but I do like to let the audience know a little bit about you.
All right. Fire away, first,
first and foremost, who is Colin Brace? Who is Master Puff? Where is he from and why is he Master Puff?
All right. So Colin Brace was born in Canton, Ohio, 1996 in September. I actually think
September
that Colin
what? September what?
September 27th.
Oh, I'm 10th. We're September babies. Awesome. Sorry. Keep going.
Not a problem. Yeah. So Colin was always a quiet, reserved guy, and he wasn't really even a hip-hop fan at the beginning. And then he started freestyling, you know, and people were like, yo, that was, like, really good. I used to play a lot of basketball. I'd hang out at the basketball courts, and people would be freestyling, and I would just jump in trying to be, you know, comedic because I'm kind of a whimsical artist. It's kind of where I rooted from. And they're like, yo, that's good, and eventually created that persona, Master Puff. Colin didn't embrace it. Colin didn't know if he wanted to go that route. So I had to channel myself into another route. And I'm like, I had to go crazy. I had to be less reserved. I just tried to flip everything I usually did. And then it caught on. And the first producer I ever worked with, his brother was Fluff because he was real big. And I'm a bigger guy, but not that big. So he called me Puff. But he said I was probably the best Puff out there. I'm like, all right, Master Puff. And I finally put a name to my energy. You know what I mean? And yeah. It took off, man. It took off, and now we're here.
Well, you know, I had quite a few people say January 30th, you stole the show. You were their favorite artist. You put on the best show. And I have to say, and this is no knock to any other artist, I'd have to say you were definitely, because I'm not going to say, you know, because I can't, you know. I would have to say that, yeah, I'm in agreement. You really blew me away. I didn't expect that. I'd heard your music recorded, but to see you live like that, and especially without backtracks constantly, and you are a big guy. And not that I, you know, it's like, oh, this big guy can't do it, but you did not miss a beat, bro.
It's rehearsal, man. Practice makes permanent, not perfect. You know what I mean? So I try to practice my stuff perfectly over and over again so that I'm able to have that breath control while jumping around like an idiot. Which I'm still working on. There were spots where I was struggling, but I'm willing to make make my lungs flat with no air in them, dude, to push out the final line of my verse. You know what I mean?
That's why I fuck with you, man. Because I'm the same exact way with my metalcore and stuff, man. I will throw up on stage. I have, you know, I take pride in what I record goes live. You know,
And
I do a little bit of rap, and I don't do backtracks either. But you know, and I respect artists that don't use backtracks a little bit, you know, more than I do artists that do, like the whole song. You know, I get a chorus or a backline or something like that.
Right, but, and ad libs too are really good to have in your track.
Absolutely, yes. But like when the verse is backtracked too, it kind of upsets me.
Well, I wonder why that's standard. You look around at performances locally, big time. That's like performance standard, and I don't understand. Like, I'm a rapper, I want to
It's
spit.
laziness. It's insecurity and laziness. I mean, you pay $200, and I love Post Malone, don't get me wrong, to watch him karaoke his own songs, and he doesn't even
It's
do half of them.
a good way to put it. But
Yeah,
yeah, they get paid the big dollars. But there's more theatrics that goes into that. You pay a higher price, there's a higher sense of performance and theatrics with those big
Right.
performances, you know?
I'd rather pay 200 to watch you than him, though. And honestly, I say that wholeheartedly, and I mean that because you are a pure, genuine artist. Myself, I've never used backtracks for rap or hip hop. And I've done a little bit here
Yeah,
and there, and I'm doing more. And Dylan, my buddy Desmond, he doesn't either. And I had a rule for a while. I wouldn't book people that did have backtracks. And then,
but
like
that became impossible.
it did. It did. It got to a point where I was like, fuck, man, like I caught a book. And again, I don't mind, and I'm getting a little bit over it. I guess maybe I'm a boomer, I just like pure art. I don't like when things are handicapped or you have a little like it'd be like a guitarist playing, just imagine a guitarist playing a backtrack of their guitar and they're not even really playing their guitar. Just imagine it.
Right. That is
That's
a
the
good
way I like it.
analogy. But
Yeah,
there is
that's
some like a purist attitude that I know we've discussed privately that I don't agree with. Is I think this auto-tuned hip hop stuff that's going on does take skill and is a legitimate form of hip hop. And I will
Okay,
say
you're
that
fucking
because
with me. You're fucking with me.
no, man, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because you have to perform into the auto-tune. It's more stylistic than it is like performance enhancing. Like you can't take auto-tune and make a bad verse good, but you can take a verse and make it fit your style more by using that plugin. You know what I'm saying? So I've heard.
Rhythmatic. There's rhythm. Okay, all right. I can agree with you on that.
Yeah, because melody-based rap is starting to take over. It's not something I do. I'm more cadence-based, more wordplay, more
Right.
like pace. But this melody-based rap is coming around, and I'm all for it. It's not what I do, but I think it does take skill. My buddy Tez and Ambition, they're both they, that's their style. They kind of take after
Well,
Juice WRLD because Juice WRLD inspired them, and they're both fantastic artists.
can I make myself a little clear? Like, I don't mind if it's done for a chorus, right? But if it's the whole fucking song, fuck you, straight up. I don't care who you are. If it's the whole song, fuck you, dude. Like, to me, as a vocalist, that's what I've done like all my life. Call me a Karen, I almost take offense to it because a lot of these guys have good voices too. And you're right, they have rhythm to do that. So they have the rhythm. I don't understand why they want to disguise. See, this is the problem with that. They all sound the same. There's no difference. If you play with a bunch of auto-tune rappers, who's going to remember any of the auto-tune rappers? Not a damn person. They're going to
Yeah, I
remember you
wonder
though.
what the difference maker was between the people in that genre that make it big and the ones that stay behind. If they do sound the
Well,
same, you're right.
it's just, I know you've heard this before. It's who you know, not what you know. And I mean, really, who has made it that auto-tunes constantly? I mean, on a level, what, T-Pain or
Right,
TI or
T-Pain kind of
whoever?
started that whole movement.
But I mean, even these mumble rappers don't do it, are there any, because I don't fuck with mainstream at all, period. Any genre. Is there any mainstream right now that auto-tune?
I'll tell you what, I don't really listen to mainstream either.
I knew you didn't. I knew you didn't.
yeah, I couldn't
Yeah,
really tell you what. I mean, I'm sure it's used. I mean, it's good. Pitch correction is everywhere, you know?
you
Like,
have to. I use it with,
right.
Ocean's Metal Band when I sing. You have to use Melodyne pitch correction something
I mean, it
to,
crisps it up. Then there's no shame in
it
that, you know?
does. No, not at all. I mean, especially when you can do it damn near live. Now, are you a guitarist, singer? What, like, because I know you're in a band.
Yeah, okay. So that's a weird question because I started out as a blues guitarist. Like I actually started out playing in church back when I was going to church, like when I was 10, 13. Like I played there and I was like doing solos and craziness and I played a lot of blues and that's how I got my foot in the door performing. But in my band I'm a front man. Like I do some singing and rapping and I just
Love
bring the
it.
energy.
I
We
love it.
do like a hip hop I see. When I say rap hip hop group, a lot of people swing Linkin Park and like or Rage
Right.
Against the Machine, that kind of vibe. But we're a little heavier and kind of whimsical. But we don't
Like
have anything
an
out yet.
Amir, but lighter, a little lighter tone, not as like fucking,
Right, we're
droppy.
not like aggressive.
Boom,
Well, our rhythm guitarist and our main sing vocalist, Richard Ewing, he's a basket case man, but like we need him around. He's more like, fuck you. He's that energy. And then I come around like, hey, guys, let's all get along. Have a good
You
time.
mellow out, bruh.
Right. We have a,
you
we
are
have a
the
really
cool
good
cat,
dialogue.
though.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. And right
I
back
knew
at
you were
you.
a front man. I fucking knew it. And I think I had talked to you about this before. A front man knows a front man. You got that swagger about you. You know, when I approached you to manage you or whatever, you're like, nah, man, I kind of got my own thing going. I want to make my own brand. I'm like, dude, I respect that so much. I'm all behind it. Let's do it.
Oh,
Like, if
yeah,
I can
man.
help you in any way, please tell me, man. Like, you know, and I mean that, you know, there's a lot of competitiveness. I've learned knowing my almost 34 years of life and my 18 years in the music scene that that's going to get you goddamn nowhere. How old are you?
Right. I'm 24.
You're 24, right? Exactly. So I'm like a decade older than you. It would make no sense for me is whether you look at me as an older or whatever you look at me. I look at you as equal. I don't look at you as young or whatever. But
Yeah,
you know,
man, I see you
what
as
kind of
James.
example would I be if you know I'm setting a bad example for you? You know that to me, I'm doing this scene a disservice. So like,
Right,
you know,
I
I'm
feel
like,
that.
he wants to start his own brand. I'm going to get behind that and I'm going to support it and help him. I don't give a shit if I have my own as well. That
Well,
doesn't matter, you know?
and that's actually that's kind of like that multiplies on itself because that's kind of what we're doing. Like our mission is to bring a platform for newer artists to get into the music industry. Because our biggest problem starting out is
Love
like
it.
we had all the talent in the world, we didn't know where to go to get our music out. We didn't know how to promote. We didn't know how to distribute. And we didn't know how to go
Yep.
perform. And
And
like we
now
brought
what?
like so many rappers too. A lot are driven from a background that makes them want to rap, you know what I mean? So they don't always
Yeah.
they're not exposed to the resources that they need, and we want to provide those resources and fast track them into
Oh,
legitimacy.
Colin, you sound like a young me, man. That's exactly what I do. You know, I tell my artists it's an internship. Just consider me your intern, you know. And they kind of look at me sideways. And I'm like, listen, I don't want any money. I don't want any of the songs on my accounts or anything like that. I just simply want to be here to help you.
Right.
And that's why, you know, I got my second artist, shout out Def God. I got him in Flowstorm and I'm working on getting a couple more. And, you know, I'm making them EPKs, booking them shows, doing promo, everything I can do to help them. And people are like, what are you getting from it? And I'm like, you know what I'm getting from it? I'm getting paid in the greatest way possible by seeing them succeed and a smile on their face and, you know, them bringing more people to their shows and they're influencing people to do what they're doing. And it's a trickle down effect, you know?
Right.
As corny as it sounds, I'm all about, you know, music's meant to bring people together, not divide them. And I feel like when music becomes a competition, especially between local people like you and I, if we were to make it one, it's just going to hurt us both. You
Right.
know, I mean, look, we have a bunch of shows, Lion Turtle and Heart of Haven. You know, why not? Like, why wouldn't we? You
Right.
know what I mean? Because you might like one of my artists, I might like one of yours. We swap shows. You know what I mean? Like,
And then we can work
so
together,
listeners,
you know, and
come together.
that's important. Really important. And that's actually a turn I'm starting to see. Well, I'm talking to other artists, man, and we're so much love and so much cooperation going on. I haven't seen a lot of hate in a while. Very rarely.
You'll never see me. I'll talk privately to you about things, but I'll never publicly shame anybody, even if they did the worst thing ever, man.
Now, I am all for public criticism, though. Like, if anybody has any criticisms of performances or something that's said, like,
Well, yeah. No. What I mean is, like, let's say there's a certain someone who's at a particular show of ours, Colin, that has been, well, for lack of a better term, he wants to be me so bad that I feel like he's got a mannequin of me in his closet. What I mean by that is he's gone after every sponsor I have. He's the same venues, artists, everything, you know. And I find it flattering, but I also find it troubling because at the end of the day, it's causing a rift, and not with me because I honestly don't have a problem with it. What I have a problem with is the approach. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if you want to work with my sponsor, message me like you did, you know, like message me and ask me and I'll hook you up, man, and get you a meeting or whatever I can do. Don't go behind my back, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's snake like, you know, and I always tell people, hey, remember folks, snakes don't have hands to shake. So I
I
always tell people, my
like that
grandfather
one.
told me your hand.
I like that.
Yeah. My grandfather told me, you know, your handshake is the only thing a man has. It's more than his word. And I've always took that to heart.
Yeah, I'm glad someone told me to have a good handshake when I was younger.
Right?
Such
Right?
a small thing
Yeah,
that
I know
makes a
you'd be
difference.
limp hands. Oh, you know what? I did shake your hand. You about broke the cocksucker when I met you. I was wanting, so yeah, your grandpa teach you that?
Either my grandpa or my dad. I've lived with my three generational household like my whole life. So I've lived with my
Oh,
grandparents.
wow.
Yeah, my family's tight knit. You save money, man. We have a nice
I love
house
it. No,
and
I
we
love
all
it.
work.
Mine too. I love it. Me, mama, and fiance and my daughter live in a, it's basically like a duplex, more or less. But yeah, I couldn't imagine living without my mama. I don't give a fuck what anybody says, man. I've lived with her now because I moved away from home for like a year, and then she asked me if she could move in with me, and I said, of course, you know. And ever since, so it's been at least it's been like over a decade now. We've been living back together, and I wouldn't have it any other way, you know. I don't give a fuck. I'm a mama's boy, and
Right.
I think family is, you know, the most important thing in
I
the
have no
world.
shame. I live at home. Well, I was showed a good model of how to do it. My family's worked together my whole life, and that allowed me to work a job and save up money and invest my money to buy the
Yep.
equipment we need to run our studio at Lion Turtle. To well, shout out to John Sapier, our drummer and engineer. He provided a lot of that equipment, and he's one of the best to do it. And I love the guy to death. What was I saying?
You know, you were saying your family allowed you to work
Oh
and save your money.
yeah. So then we were able to start this company and travel. Like we booked two radio interviews. Me and Jonathan Smart out in L.A. last year in Inglewood for Hot Words Lyrical Theater, and we wouldn't have been able to do that if I didn't have the money to do it, you know. And
Right,
working
right.
together with my family allowed me to do that. So people can come to me and say, "Hey man, why are you still living at home? You live with your parents, man." Of course I do. It's because I have this opportunity to make something big. I'm gonna swallow
Yeah,
my pride and do it the right way.
bro, you know, my mama has always, I dropped out of high school to tour with a band, and she supported that decision, man. She has supported me since day one. Now, don't get me wrong, I've been kicked out a couple times, I had drug problems, blah, 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 but my mother has always supported my endeavors, anything I've ever done, this podcast, everything. And your parents sound a lot the same. And with you, that shows your selflessness. You're taking that money and spending it on others. And I mean, including myself too, because you're coming to shows and, you know, putting your energy into it and taking your gas and, you know, and thank you,
Well, that's
man.
my
Thank you. You're
pleasure.
a good example.
That's my
You're a
pleasure.
good
I
role
live
model,
for that
man.
shit,
For
man.
real.
I live for it. If you didn't know, it's just I laid in the back for that Metal Mafia show for most of the night. I would chill. I'm sitting there.
Right.
As soon as Captain Dabs said, "Where's Master Puff?" I'm like, "Now's the time." Flip the switch. I went from Colin
Yeah.
Brace to Master Puff. Like, I come out for
Dude.
that. I live for that moment.
Yep. I'm the same way before shows. You know, people used to ask me, you know, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm in my zone right now, you know? And I'd be real quiet. And when I got on that stage, I turned into a fucking monster, you know?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, who the hell is that? You know?
There's
And I get
levels
it,
to
man.
stage presence. I feel like I didn't have my best stage presence at that show, the last show we were at together. I tell you that. It could be better.
I was too busy listening to your words to be 100% frank with you.
But
I was kind of in awe.
I appreciate that. But I know there's going to be artists listening. If you want to improve your stage presence while you're a member of the crowd, pay attention to the pockets of people who are paying attention, the people that have their phones out, the people, like, there's cliques, you know, people come in groups.
Yep.
And if you're up on the stage and you notice there's a group or a clique that you identify that's losing attention, eye contact and energy towards them will bring them back in. There's levels to that stage presence, man. There's levels to get people looking at you. You have to analyze your crowd. You have to sit back. I mean, definitely network. Definitely network. But at the end of the day, you have to know your
100%.
crowd to hit your crowd in the sweet spot.
I couldn't have said it better myself, man. Like, you're so right. You know, and that's the front man mentality. You know, it's our job
Right.
to engage the crowd. And you know, a simple look in the eye and a point at them, just a pointer finger
Get
at
them
them, you know, or a
involved,
wink.
you know?
Yes, exactly. Or you know, this is a suggestion. Flowstorm has a lot of these. Have a chorus, it's simple, you know, like put the mic down. I mean, right now, you know,
Yeah, I
something
like
like
that
that
one.
that the crowd can sing along with, you
And it gets
know.
some
You
bounce
have
in, you
something
know?
in there.
He's good. He's
Yeah,
real good.
crowd interaction. I love Flo, man. He's a really good guy too, man. You know, he's the first artist I ever took on head first like this, you know, full-fledged management. And I couldn't be happier. I couldn't have made a better decision. Now, granted, I asked you first and you denied. And in essence, which isn't public, nobody really knows that or anything, but I don't care. You know, in fact, it created a better relationship because now you have your own thing, which in the long run is only going to help us both.
Right, right.
You know?
And you say that. I want the listeners to know it wasn't a denial that was like, no, fuck you, dude.
No, it wasn't.
No, it was just like, yeah, I got something going and brewing, and I can't take that and jump ship. You know, I'd be leaving guys behind.
You know, I appreciate you for coming. I appreciate you coming and hearing me out, though.
Absolutely.
And I know I was all over the place. That show was a clusterfuck, you know, how it went. Bunch of people dropped off, shit like that. And I appreciate your patience and you coming out and hearing me out. And I know I didn't explain myself well. My head was everywhere. I was literally having a panic attack. It was a rough time. And, you know, I was like, fuck, man. Because I'm a guy at first impression. I'm like, God damn it. I gave him a terrible first impression. And you were in my inbox the next day, man.
Well, like, oh, you wouldn't know my first impression. It was exactly that. I was like, all right, this guy's running around. He's had cancellations. He's had people not show up. Like, I'd be pretty everywhere, too.
Well, I got personal with you and John and told you guys how I felt and how I was covering up what had really happened.
Right. And you did
for
a good
the artist
job.
That had dropped off.
Yeah, I remember talking to...
And I won't even mention his name now, you know. The show was for him. It was his birthday party. And he cancels. I'm pulling in because his girlfriend dumps him, you know. And I'm just like, then my brother didn't show up and then two other artists didn't show up. And it just, you know, I was telling you guys how I was thinking, how am I going to cover this up to make those artists look good? But it makes me look bad. And I just think, man, am I a masochist or like, am I just really that, like my heart's just that good and it's a bad thing that it's that good. I need to get a little.
Yeah, I have to tell you, man, you're beating yourself up because there's one guy, I wish I remembered his name because he was really good, but it was his first performance ever. And he was like, I'm going to remember this. Like,
it was Charismatic. It was Matt Ryan, Charismatic.
Nice. He said I like him too. He said it was awesome and it changed him, man. And it was like that you doing that and giving people an opportunity, it's something they're going to remember forever. You might remember that night as a guy who blew you off, but they're going to remember that at the time they stood in front of that crowd and delivered.
I can name you. I'm up to like over 300 artists. I gave their first show. I can name all of them to you, man. I got them written down. Their very first show ever. They're my babies. They're like kids to me. And some of them I still to this day, you know, have fuck with heavily. Well, Matt, yes, you're right. Well, he's with Music Themes, you know, the company I'm vice president of, and I love him. Like, he's so good too. And he's came through a lot of turmoil. He had a lisp. He had to learn how to, you know, and he's just I love it. He's got a really good mind on his head. And he brought that USB stick just out of chance that he'd be able to play. And I don't like to put people on shows and shit like that. But, you know, with what had happened, I put you, John, you know, and him on because, you know, why not?
Yeah.
Right. And I know, man, I changed that. I thought it changed his life because he's really going hard at this. And I take, you know, honestly, man, as corny as it sounds and people can roll their eyes and think what they want, but dude, I'd have to say, aside from seeing my daughter born, the best feeling in the world, not even me playing for thousands of people, which I've done a few times, is watching that person play their first show that I booked and the look on their face and the feeling they have afterwards and their friends and their family. It's priceless, dude. I wouldn't give it up for anything, man.
Yeah, I agree. At the last show, Main Event 2021, that Lion Turtle threw at McAlpine Meadery, that was the first performance for Say the Gritter, Plain Jane, Tez and Ambition, and man, they showed out too. They brought they brought so many people.
You know, they usually do. The first time artists usually do, man, because it's their first one.
Waiting.
Yeah, like their family's all excited, their friends, you know, and they're usually more in tune to, because, you know, you get your guy that's been around for 5 years, he don't do shit, he don't promote, he don't do nothing. And, you know, you'll see him and you run across him all the time and you just got to cut him off because you ain't got time for it, you know? Like, and it's like these younger ones that are hungrier, you know, such as yourself, man, and John and Charismatic and Davey Jinx and, you know, Flowstorm, even though he's my age, he's still hungry. Anybody who's hungry for it, dude,
there's
like,
a difference.
Yeah, they're always a pleasure to work with.
People get comfortable. People get a little serotonin boost off of doing a little something locally, and then they think that like they're satisfied. I've never been satisfied at this level.
Oh, you're telling me 18 years, Colin, 18 years, still chasing that dragon.
Hey, man,
I played for 13,000 people, dude. I played for 2,000 people. I played with MGK, Twisted, Devil Wears Prada, Tac Tac, Texas in July. I played this thing called Rockapalooza. And there was over 13,000 people there. There were four stages. MGK headlined, Devil Wears Prada open for him. We played on the side stage right by Devil Wears Prada. But, I mean, it was 13,000 people in a paragraph. Like, that wasn't enough. I still wanted more, bro. And I still want more, but now I want more for my artists. I don't want it for me. If that sounds, I know it sounds weird, but I do. I want to have like 10 of me's go out there and do it as opposed to just me.
Well, and those relationships you create, they're more important than the actual business side of
Yep.
things.
Like all those guys you booked, they'll never forget you, man.
That's the plan. I'm still working with them too. I'm pretty sure every
I saw they're on April 10th.
Edge
Tez
and
and
Ambition.
what is it? Yes, they're on that one with Raven's Law. We're still trying to get a couple bands. I told Ash, I was like, be careful who you book here because we want to make sure that we kind of bring a like crowd for these guys because they're from Pennsylvania. That's the only reason I say that. I'm all about mixed genre. That's all I do. But when you bring a band from 4 hours away, you want to try to match them with bands like them. And they're metalcore, deathcore, like electronic, like they're every they're fucking wild. They're really good. I don't know if you've listened to them, but check them out.
Yeah, I'm going to for sure.
So maybe your band, shit,
Well,
maybe
no,
your band.
Ashley booked us.
If y'all they're oh, you're what's the
Falcon
name of
Fighter
your band?
Gigatron.
Oh, I didn't see it on the flyer. I
She
just
made a
missed it.
temporary
Okay, well,
flyer
that's
before it
good
was
then. Okay,
official,
she
but yeah, she booked us.
I know I saw
All right,
that.
let's see. This will be.
Well, I didn't even know she cut the date. Go ahead.
We've only performed three times live. So we have nothing out yet, but we definitely perform hard.
Well, like they sing too, their vocalist does it all, but he sings. And are you familiar with like Pierce the
Yeah.
Veil? Okay, Pierce the Veil and like Chiodos?
Heard of them.
Craig Owens? Okay, what about Tyler
Not
Carter?
ringing a bell.
Okay, what about Panic at the Disco? Okay, Brandon Urie, their vocalist, his cleans are like that. He's such a good clean vocalist. And he's a good deep scream. I'm not a huge fan of his highs. They're good, but I feel that it takes away from when this is the way I look at screams real quick. I won't go on a big rant, but if you do them too much, like a certain style of scream, it becomes boring and worn out. And when it's like, I mean, come on, who the fuck wants to hear that? Even I, a metal vocalist, it gets to a point where it's like, okay, let's hear variation or whatever. And not that he does that, I'm not saying that, but his singing voice, oh, fuck me. I was like, this dude, and I watched live video and he's doing the lows and the highs live, like verbatim, bro. And I'm like, holy shit, this dude is
Well,
super talented. Like, they are
that's kind
really
of how I
good.
felt about Kimora when I seen him at the last show we were at. Like, Kimora slaps, dude. Like, they.
Unfortunately, I had to leave because my ride had to go to California that morning and I missed
Oh,
him in Metal
dude, I was
Mafia.
so impressed.
And I don't do that. I don't rule that way. I stay for my, you know what I mean? Like, I don't ever, I think I left when you and your buddy played or whatever. For the simple fact, like, it wasn't out of, me being disrespectful or whatever. Had you been on the show, obviously I'd have stayed. But, I wanted to get
Dude,
home. I was pissed
you're
off. I
good.
was
'Cause I
having a
didn't
panic
have my
attack.
beats anyway, so I went up and rambled like 8 bars and went off the stage.
Why don't leave? I don't, that's not cool. And I don't book artists that leave after their sets either. So I don't agree with that. It's not how I roll. It's not my style. Plus, McAlpine's over an hour away from me. So, and I don't drive, so I have to be mindful of my, drivers and whatnot. But I so Kamara, what were they like death metal or
All
what?
right,
Or
so
black
I'm
metal?
not like a genre expert. All I know is they were heavy as fuck. Dudes scream a lot, screamed a lot, and when I looked them up on Spotify,
And he's singing.
it sounded like they did live. The sound guy did a great job. They mic'd up the snare and the kicks
Yeah,
very well,
Bob.
and it was, dude, I was at the bar. I was exhausted, but I was watching the crowd. It was nuts. They were so good.
Do they sing?
No.
Do they sing at
No,
all?
not that I
Clean?
remember.
Okay, it's death. They're considered death metal,
Okay.
deathcore then. More death metal. The font, you saw their font, their logo. If you see that, death
I
metal.
always love those kind of logos. I kind of want one
I
for
do to a
myself, to be
sense.
ironic.
Right. Deaf God, that's how Deaf Gods is. I like them, but I do not like them for starting out artists because you want something legible. Your name is your
Right.
brand. Your brand is your future. You want something clean and simple, like I was showing you with like your Lion Turtle. Like, there's just a suggestion of mine. Hey man, just keep this simple. That way it's easily legible. You can put it on anything. It doesn't take up a lot of room. It's not some fancy design. It simply says what it needs to. Because let's be honest, nobody gives a shit at the end of the day about Lion
Right.
Turtle Media. However, what they do notice is that Lion Turtle Media name? And then it becomes, you know, synonymous. I mean, and before you know it, if you don't have a page yet, you're going to be up to thousands of likes like Heart of Haven.
I need to get on that.
You know, nobody gives a shit about Heart of Haven. You know what I mean? But they see that name, you know, like, who the hell is Heart of Haven? I mean, I think people are kind of starting to know, but, you know, I changed my company name about a year ago. I was Royal Promotions for the longest time.
I'm going to tell you.
Somebody stole my name.
Some might disagree because of the length, but I think that was a good choice. I think that was a good name change. Because the alliteration and Heart of Haven grabs, and it's easy to remember, though it's three words, which some marketing professors may say is right on the edge of allowable, but I like it and it sticks. I've never forgotten it, and I don't think I will.
I did it because my daughter's name, the band I dropped out of high school was called Arena Haven. My daughter's, I named her Haven. Haven means safe place. I changed the name of my company because, to put it quite simply to you, Colin, I wanted to kill myself, and I still do to this day. But my daughter is what ultimately keeps me going. So Heart of Haven, meaning she's my heart. I cannot live without my heart. If I have her name attached to that, it's going to make me keep doing it.
That's,
I can't stop.
That's
it.
Powerful.
I know it sounds stupid and corny, but it's the truth.
Nothing about that stupid and corny, because what's able to put meaning behind things like that, and that's just powerful. And you can see, like you just said, you just expressed like a very deep and powerful thing within yourself, and you expressed it openly and said, this is what ties me here and this is what keeps me going and I won't stop. That there's nothing corny about that. There's nothing corny about respecting your mental health, and there's nothing corny about giving yourself a reason to keep going, man. That's beautiful.
That's nice to hear, man. You know, because I don't know if you know, I'm not a woe is me type of guy. I have lately trying to be a little bit more open and vocal on my Facebook, because I know there are people that look up to me or follow me or, you know, see my posts. And I want them to know it's okay to speak about it. But I tend to try not to, because I don't want the woe is me thing. That's why I just went real quick. I just want to come up, you know, I won't go into it. Like, it's nice to hear that, man. And listeners out there, it's... he's right. Like, you know, it, never be afraid to express or reach out to somebody if you're feeling some sort of way, suicidal, depressed, anxious. You'd be surprised at the amount of people that you will relate with and be willing to talk.
That's spot on.
And
I wish I could take my own advice.
My mother said, don't name it. Right. Same here, brother. My mom's like, don't name it after your daughter. And I was like, Mom, I have to. And she's like, why? Is it because, Mom, if I don't, I'm going to lay in that bed. And I've already lost. I went down to 130 pounds. I'm 6'1", almost 6'2". And I got to a point I was literally, I hate to use this terminology, I was looking like an Auschwitz patient, straight up. Like, my ribs were showing, my collarbones were showing, my cheeks were showing. I looked like a meth head, bro, straight up. And it was out of depression and a lot of other things, you know, that I won't get into. Not drug use, but just a lot of other things. And I was like, Mom, I got to. I have to. I have to make it that, because it's going to give me a reason to do it, because it's my daughter's name, and I would never make my daughter's name a mockery or be something that I don't want it to be. You know, one day I want to hand this company to her and be like, here, this is all for you.
You know what?
You know, so that she could sit back.
You know what, you dude? Know? That, I keep saying that's powerful, but even from a marketing perspective, so what a lot of people need to learn about marketing, first off, in the music industry, but yep. So there's two main ways to market yourself. There is social proof, where you're with someone else popular or doing popular people things, for people say think it's popular to like you, or a good story. And what you just gave the listeners is the true heartfelt story of your life. And that story became the reason you created your company. And that's why your company's seeing success right there, because it's built off of something real. And
yeah,
I don't mean story in a fictional way. It's literally, Colin, a story of yourself.
It's been crazy. You know? No, I know. Right. But people can follow it. You know, and it's, no, you're right. You know, I grew up in a marketing family. You know, my father had his own business, McMarketing Group. It was called, I'm McAllister. It was called McMarketing Group. I'm not near as educated as you are. I'm just a school hard knocks marketer, if that makes sense. I don't have like that professional in, like, in fact, I want to pick your brain.
By all means, I'm not like
about some things,
but anyways, I do a lot of my own research. And
you hit both of those on the head. You're exactly right. You know, I want people to, you know, you've noticed I don't brag. Very rarely do I brag or boast. I just let my work do the talking, as do you. And this is why I like you a lot. I let that story kind of create itself, but people see what I'm doing. Dude, in the past like 7 days, Heart Haven's got over 200 likes. And I can only send out like 10 to 20 a day because Facebook hates my life because I run like
yeah, that'll
pages.
Do it. Their servers,
so like
their
they
servers
think,
are like, dude, James, you gotta chill. You're doing too much work out here.
They do. No, they'll tell me. They straight up like tell me that. They're like, you are banned from doing this for time. If you disagree with the decision, blah, 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 I disagree and I have to wait like 24, 48 hours. You know, because I have Ohio Music Scene too, which is now up to 2.1K. Thank you, Colin, for all your help. I was on there looking at the admin activities lately. You've been doing a lot in there, man. You've been cleaning up the page and making sure
right. Hey, man, that page
there.
Is
appreciate
besides
you.
The shameless self promotion. There's a lot of good interaction going in there.
I know. I don't
I
know
don't
what to
think
do
it's
about
actually
that.
A problem.
You know,
I think it's good that there's a place where people can come and they feel comfortable doing that because there has been.
It
I've
is,
watched interactions happen
but
with those posts that are positive. The problem is not everybody makes great music. To be frankly honest.
Well, this is the problem, man. What happens when you just willy-nilly post like that? Your post
gets pushed
out.
Yeah, the algorithm fucks you.
And then nobody sees it. Right. Nobody sees it. So that's why I say, so I'm thinking maybe we should like do something where you can only make one post every 48 hours if you're not an admin or something. You can comment all you want, but you only make like one post every 48 hours or something. Or 24, you know, just to keep the news feed to where when people do post, people see it. You know, because I've noticed even my posts, they used to get a hella engagement. Maybe people are just pissed at me or tired of my bullshit or whatever. They're not getting near, but I have noticed
so
our numbers are rising.
That's pretty impressive.
Regardless,
I've talked to a lot of people in the area, like 330 Boys, which is Tez and Ambition, their group. They've saw a drop in their insights, just in their reach, just like a basic post. And I'm not getting the reach
it?
I was. I was reaching about 3,000 people. Now I'm sitting at 1.2, and it was just like that.
That's still really good. That's now what's your engagement like?
Well, it used to be fucking fantastic. I was getting like fucking 800 engagements a week, just like comments or reads. That
wow,
it peaked when I went out to LA for the first time, and people were like, "Whoa, he's taking it seriously." And then I recorded a podcast with Davey Squires and that got a lot of buzz. And then I booked a bunch of shows and I think I'm flooding myself out promoting shows. So I'm kind of in limbo with the algorithm right now.
That's what happens. What I've learned, man, is Facebook works on a very, and you know this, you're going to understand completely. Now they have the thing, Excel spreadsheet, where you can take all of your analytics and put them straight into an Excel spreadsheet.
That's
now.
Sweet.
I don't know if you knew that, but it'll break it all down. But anyways, what happens is, and I tell Captain Davis, I'm like, stop posting memes. Stop posting
I
shit
was
that's
telling
irrelevant
Jonathan
to your
Smart,
memes.
Man. Like,
he's
done
like,
it, and his engagement's gone up because of it.
I was like, bro, because if you do that, Facebook's only going to promote one post a day from you. That's it. Not from your music page, but from your personal page. That's it. Your first post is more than likely 9 times out of 10 going to be the only post that gets any type of substantial interaction. Now it comes down to the time of day you do that. You know, is it going to be 6 in the morning, which is usually good on weekdays, or is it going to be a weekend in the afternoon, or a Friday night at 5 or 6, or a Sunday in the afternoon when people
right.
are bored on their phones? Because you can break all that down in the analytics. You know, what time, what day, female, where they're from, all that stuff. And it's posting too much. When people post too many things on their timelines, it gets suppressed. Facebook suppresses
right.
you.
Yeah, because it. So I
found out if you don't post for like a week and then post, they'll push your post so you get that endorphin, like because people like it and see it and
right.
shit, and you get that endorphin high. Oh yeah, I'm back. I want to keep on Facebook,
dude. It, so that's
all mind
I'm
tricks,
in limbo
man.
Right now with promoting our shows coming up. Like I've
pay for it. Put $5 in. It's so worth it. It's so worth it.
Well, that's
Facebook
why
advertising is
it,
amazing,
you know?
Man. Like. They break it down. You can pick like the streets, bro, that you want it, the age, everything. And they only take out money for the amount of people it reaches. So if you put a $5 campaign for 7 days, but they only reach $3.42 of people, that's all they're going to charge you.
So I only tried to promote on Facebook one time.
Yeah.
And that was back when we were another band's name. it was close, and we had gotten to a copyright settlement, and so we're not them anymore. But Donald Trump as a Micropenis was a song we released. Dope song, but Facebook was like, no, it's a political advertisement. You got to get approved. And I'm like, come on, man.
Bite my tongue.
It just sucks because we were almost at 2,000 views, 2,000 plays on it, and we had to get it taken down and restart as Falcon Fighter Gigatron.
That's, yeah, man, like, that's another thing, you know, my business partner, Daniel, he's in Facebook jail now, and he's constantly in Facebook jail. And it's because they're watching him now at this point, and he's now made a second account, which I had advised him to do, and start building up his friends on that one, because he's obviously blacklisted. They're watching every single post that he makes, and if it has anything that they – plus there's people on his page that, again, I'll say no names. If you want to know him after this, you can ask. They report everything he does. Why he keeps him around, I don't know. There is a reason for it on his friends list, but it's a couple of snakes. They report everything he does, and I, even myself, I'm in good standing with Facebook as a post reporter, and I'm not an arc, but if I see, like, you know, I used to see back in the day, like 2012, 2013, these – what looked like very young girls, like just basically butt naked on my fucking timeline, like titties hanging out, shit like that. I'm sorry, if I want to see that, I'll go to Pornhub, right? You know, shit like that. And I'd report it. And I have a very good reputation with the Facebook, you know, team. And I sort of told Daniel, man, yeah, dude, you're blacklisted. Like, you gotta watch what you say. I've been banned one time because I posted a Muslim prayer. They said it was hate speech. I swear, I'm not making it up, man. I promise you, dude. It's the only time I've ever been banned. And again, I don't post anything radical anyways. I've been reported for my Black Lives Matter stuff, but right, obviously they're not going to ban me for that. All right. Like, you know, it's a crazy world. I miss MySpace. Did you ever get a chance to work with that?
If I had the chance to put my own song as the theme song for my page, that would be fucking dope, dude. I'd have my...
Bro. I'd be dead if it were still around. I'd overdose by now, but man, dude, I had the band I was managing at the time up to over 1.8 million plays. I was getting them like 100,000 plus plays. We were number one in the state of Ohio they were considered jazz, rock, fusion, experimental, like alternative. And they were so good. Skies of Crimson. Shout out my mentor, Matt Beach, Kevin Phillips, Brad Edo. Love you guys. But they, Jason Miller, dude, I had the MySpace fucking shit down, bro. I'm trying to figure out Instagram because I hear it's good, but I just can't figure it out.
I'm shit at Instagram.
Is it really, man?
But you really want to hit a TikTok, as much as it'll make you cringe.
No, I mean, I'm all for whatever, but like, there's a problem. I have bad teeth. And not that I care, but on a professional level, it turns a lot of people off.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, if that's something that gets in the way, you'd probably have to spin it, embrace it, push it, and then go forward.
Right, be like, you like my candy corn colored teeth? Shit like that. Because I don't care, man. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit. My teeth are fucked because I didn't take care of them and I had heavy drug use growing up and shit. But it's just, you know, on a professional level, when people see, you know, rough teeth, you know, I immediately think, oh, crackhead, meth head, you know, cokehead, whatever. I know I think that, you know, subconsciously, whether I want to or not, you know.
Well, you have artists.
I can do black and white, and white filters.
You don't even have to put your face on it, though.
That's why I have the mustache, Colin. Don't tell anybody. That's why the stash is
legendary, though.
It's like I tell everybody, I'm just a part of the stash, man. Like, I don't
really
even make decisions
to
anymore.
Right now.
Like, I'm like this. You are. Listen, I'm a manic motherfucker, but my stash is way worse because he wants to be in the spotlight. That's why he's talking about himself right now. Like I was saying, he's like the, I'm like the shell on the hermit crab, and he's the hermit
crab.
I'm just
picturing a stash, like, just talking right now.
But I'm serious, dude. He's a fucking dick. I can't stand him. Try to shave him off, dude. He fucking cut my lip. All right, back. He's like I'm an Ethiopian poisonous caterpillar.
Well, I could feel that
vibe
from him
muscle.
When I met him.
Like, okay, my bad, bro.
Like, he's majestic, but I knew to keep my distance.
Yeah, he's making me do handlebars. No, he likes being petted. Yeah, no, he likes being petted. He's all for that shit, man. I I don't like it, but he does. So, you know, it is what it is. Like I said,
Right.
he's kind of in control. I'm just here
Happy
for the ride,
sad,
I
happy
guess.
life, you know.
Fucking dick. I mean, I guess for him, you know, fucking French baguette looking motherfucker. God. Well, from the Stash Podcast, you know, it just kind of rolls off the tongue as well. I'm good at making names and things. I've
It's
always
an
have been.
oddly useful skill.
Names that kind of flow well. It really is, man. I'm sure you have it as well. You know, I mean, Lion Turtle Media. Lion Turtle, believe it or not, like Lion Turtle, Lion Turtle. That flow,
Don't credit
where did
me
you
on
come up with
that.
that, man?
And actually, it's from Jonathan. Jonathan Smart came up with that. He said, you know, if we're doing this company, I just want it to be called Lion Turtle. That's the only stipulation I have. And that's
It's brilliant.
I'm pretty sure that's from
It's
Avatar: The
brilliant.
Last Airbender. It's where it was inspired from that. There is a lion turtle creature, and I guess he vibed with it. John's not human, by the way, so he's yeah,
I know he's
he's an
not.
entity.
He's cyborg. Like no, like I love him and I feel no, you know, fear around him or anything. But he kind of, like I was looking at the last shot. I'm like, wait a minute, does he need new batteries? You know, like and then he got up there with his poem and it was just like a different
Yeah,
person. And I'm
not
like,
cyborg.
wait a minute, what the hell's
Not
going
no
on
no
here?
no. I'm,
He is
he's
a
an
robot.
entity. He phases in and out of dimensions, bro. Well, he's
Oh, he's not
real.
even real at all.
He's physically present, but he's also transphysically present, and not like transgender. But like
Oh, Jesus
he's
Christ.
present physically, but he might transcend mid-performance, do something that he needs to do, and come back. He doesn't really explain it to me, but he trusts me enough to talk
Bro.
to me about these things. But he told me he's never told me anything that won't hurt anything. So,
Wonder if he's a reincarnation of Bob Marley. Like, he's like,
he
because,
does.
you know, not to compare, but he looks like him. He's a good looking kid. He really is. You know, he looks like him. He's got the
He smokes
dreads.
a
He's
lot of
musically
pot.
talented.
Yeah.
Modern day Bob Marley.
<it's>
It does it. Does it. I figured as much, you know, I just didn't want to assume or whatever. Oh, I think I did know that because when I first met you guys, y'all were like, can you smoke in my fucking A? You can smoke here.
Yeah, he could be. I don't think he is, only
Fucking
because he's never
Jonathan.
played an instrument in his life.
Right, no, he's his own. He's his own. But I was just making that comparison because he does look a lot like him. It's kind of eerie. He kind of looks like a lion in a
Does. He's
way from a
majestic.
side view. It looks like his dreads are his mane, right? And he's very wise.
Yeah,
Turtles are wise,
John's
lions are
crazy, man,
fierce.
because he does all the networking. It's not me. I'm kind of like the face.
No, I know. He does the drink tickets and all that stuff. Dude's a genius. You two together
I
are a
appreciate
force to
that.
be reckoned with.
I people credit me because I'm the more right. I'm more
You're the
prevalent
face.
in the public eye right now.
Right. Same with Cap and Dab. They, you know, since we've came together, he gets a little bit more, which I'm fine with. I don't care. You know, I've been doing this
And
18
I
years.
got
I've
to
gotten
credit
all the
John
credit
for
I need.
everything we've done, and I can't stand. I've had somebody, a hater, come up and be like, "Oh, John's riding Colin's coattails," and it's he. John came to me and said that somebody said that, and I was like, "Are you serious?"
You know, Melly and them came up and they had asked, and Jeremiah, hey man, you know, Jonathan approached. I just want to make sure that's cool with you. That they, I was like, well, yeah, absolutely. They're like, well, we didn't know if they were your. I was like, dude, look, absolutely. Let, you know, for sure. Because I think you guys booked a December date or something, December
It was
22nd, if I remember
January
correctly. I think December
3rd.
11th,
No,
12th.
January 23rd.
I thought it
No,
was a
our show
December
was
date. I
in
could have swore it
January.
was a December date you guys had too. Okay. Well, they asked me, and I'm like, you know, what I thought about or whatever, like, because they thought maybe that you were like with me. And I says to them, I'm like, dude, no. I was like, in fact, I would definitely do that because it's going to benefit you in the long run, you know. And I'm glad that they did and stuff. And you know, Jeremiah, and not to speak for Jeremiah or Melly, but they'll both tell you this. They and I do take pride in this.
Yeah,
They
they told
value
us
my
that
word a
too.
lot. They'll listen. Well, they asked me to like come to your show on the, and I was like, I can't. Like, I'm not gonna be in town. And they were kind of bummed. I was like, they got this,
Yeah,
man.
we ran a.
They got this. They know what they're
Yeah,
doing.
they asked us if
They'll
we've ran a
have
show
a handle.
before. Like, we have. That's something we're experienced with. So.
You guys are naturals anyway. I mean, it's, you know, it's not rocket science, but a lot of people think it is. But to you and I, especially the more you do this, I mean, I probably booked and played well over 1,000 shows. When you do that, man, and when you get up to that number,
Yeah,
it's
and
just gonna be like clockwork,
it's
you know.
time management, artist management, and flow. Just we
Yep. Dude, I have like seven shows being booked right now. Booked. It's so much. that I brought Ashley on, but Ashley handles a lot of her own stuff. But having Captain Dev, see, I've never worked with anybody, I never trusted anybody enough to work with them. And I found Daniel, and then I was like, let's bring on Ashley. And it's been hard for me to watch and accept because I've always
Yeah,
been in
me too.
control and I prefer it that way. But I'm learning to sit back and give a little bit of trust
I
into the
want to
people that I
give a shout
trust.
out to
Like
Ashley
you
motherfucking Green. Sorry to cut you off,
per se.
but
That girl is no. Shout out Ashley motherfucking
insert applause.
Marie motherfucking Green. You are a beast.
No.
I think I have sound effects, but I don't do. But yeah, no, for real, man. And that's what the April 10th. I didn't even know she had picked a date because I told her hold off, honey. I was like, we got February 27th. We got March 6th. We need to make sure that all of our eggs are in these baskets, the promotion, everything. We don't want to start thinking about it. I didn't even know, and I kind of look like an asshole because I made a flyer, and that's my fault for my phone was broken. That's my fault for not reaching out to her. She's had a rough week.
Yeah, rest in
Bless
peace.
her father, passed away recently, and our thoughts go out to her and her family. But so there's been a lot going on, and but she's so easy to work with, and she's such a hard worker, and she loves you guys. And she had asked me, she's like, is it cool if we like, I was like, well, yeah, absolutely. I was like, I didn't want to bring that to them because I didn't want it to seem like I'm trying to gobble them up
Yeah.
or something, or whatever, because it's, I don't want to step on their toes. Like any show that Heart of Haven's a part of, the Lion Turtle is, I'm sitting in the back, right? Unless you need my help for something, like I'm gonna run sound the 27th, whatever. Bro, that's, it's your chicken, you fuck it. I'm just
Yeah,
glad
not a
that
problem. Well,
you're willing to
Ashley
put my name
approached
on there
me
as
actually.
well,
She said, "Hey, you want to work together and throw another show?" Because the last one went so well, and she helped out with that show too. I'm like, "Absolutely." She's like, "Can I throw Heart of Haven and Empower 330 on it?" What am I going to tell her no? Like, absolutely, Ashley, for sure. And it's a great team effort. Yeah.
would only help you in the long run, really, right? Because like the reputations precede themselves, and they'll say, oh, they fuck with Lion Turtle, and that means they're
And
cool
honestly,
just
we're
like
the
them,
only
and they
the
wouldn't
only
fuck with
things I've seen happen
because
locally are coming from us. I mean, you've done more, but
dude, it's, well, I booked 2018 in a span of 2008 to 2019. I booked over 60 shows in less than 18 months by myself, all the flyers promoting, ran the door, ran the sound for a lot of them, did the stage management and everything at Jupiter Studios, won overall best live music venue in Stark County, 2019. I was killing it there. And then that owner sold back to the old owner. And I was like, hasta la vista. I went over to the Vortex, was going to work for Andrew full time and booked for him. And
yeah.
well, COVID happened. But I've never stopped, man. And I won't stop. Fuck a COVID. Fuck. Sorry if I offended. Well, no, sorry, not sorry. Fuck a
Yeah.
COVID. Fuck a flu. Fuck all that shit, man. Music's me. It's my blood. It's who
Well,
I
I want to
am.
thank
I'll
you for
never stop.
enforcing
Maybe you
the
have to kill
mask
me first.
policies and social distancing of your shows. That's big. I'm glad people are following it.
Well, like with that last one, I was like, there's a lot of people, and I'm like, okay, let's just be smart here. It is flu season, regardless whether I buy into the shit
Yeah.
or not. Let's be safe here, Get your masks up, people, because it's, I mean, a lot of people have elderly parents, things like that, and I'm sure there were sick people there. You
Yeah.
don't want to bring that
My
home to your
grandma
family.
passed
I
away
get
from
it,
COVID and she had bad lungs to begin with. So when she got it, they're like,
Oh,
yeah,
Jesus.
you might want to come see her. And the hospital did let us come see her, which was awesome. Yeah.
They let you, oh, they did. See, my aunt died of it, and we weren't allowed to see. She was in a nursing home, and we were not allowed to even have a funeral or anything.
Yeah,
I'm glad that you were
that's
able to
messed
do
up,
that.
man. It's crazy how these families are being kept from their loved ones.
Yeah, it was about a month or two after it had hit, and everything was shut down. It was like we weren't even allowed to go visit her or nothing, man. Nothing. My uncle almost went to prison, man, because he spent my long story short, my aunt, my whole family, we all suffer from mental illness, but she's schizophrenic, multiple things, and she was in a nursing home and stuff. And my uncle, is a retired can't repository driver, and he spent every waking moment with her. He retired to do that for the past like 2 decades, and from wiping her ass to changing her diapers to giving her a bath to cooking her everything, putting up with her abusive behavior, things like that, though she couldn't help it. And he wasn't even allowed to say goodbye to her. It kind of chokes me up a little bit saying that, and I didn't even cry over her death because I knew it was better, in the long run. But you know, for him not to be able to, I don't, and my father also passed away, sperm donor, I call him Dr. Drake McAllister. He passed away during the COVID. We weren't allowed to see him or anything, so we just
Sad
had him
man.
cremated. And may I ask, not to bring it up, but when,
Oh,
how
last month.
long ago was this your grandmother passed?
Very recently.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. See. Yeah. I've noticed it. They're opening up buffets and salad bars and stuff too. So I'm glad you know, because you
They
said
are,
you're a tight
man.
family, man.
She
Bless Grandmama.
one hell of a woman.
Was she a musician?
No, but
Did she have any
she was
influence on you
always
musically?
a safe space. She was the grandma that you go over there. You go over there
She
and
was your haven,
she'd
huh?
have the dollar store cookies, the dollar store Oreos ready to go, and like the water bed was just the
Yes,
craziest shit when I was a
yes.
kid, and
Oh shit.
like hell yeah, the whole shebang.
Homemade bread.
Yeah, so I just
Oh
do I'd go over
yes,
there and have
yes,
fun, goof
yes, dude.
around.
Oh
Like I
man,
would
I miss
cry when I
them.
had to go home.
Oh yeah, I hear it. I used to go out to my grandma Kern's step grandma. They had a farm, but Mama Nern's and that
Ah.
fresh bread, man, I could still smell it to this day. Loved going out there. I never wanted to come back home, man. I wanted to play with my bulls and my cows and my
Playing with
pigs, you know, and
hold on,
make
man. You
bread.
said just playing
They
with
she still
cows
used
and bulls like it's casual.
yeah, and pigs, man. It was a cattle farm, dairy, and it was awesome, dude. You know, of course the pigs, you know, were, you
Yeah,
know,
let's be real.
slaughtered, obviously. I mean, we pigs, you know, what people do. I wasn't a fan of it, Bray. And like, they never let me know because the one time I found out, because I could hear them, bro, because they take them like 2 miles back. And I could hear because they knew pigs are smart. So as soon as you went to get them, bro, they knew they could feel the 10 day, rah, rah. Like, I'm like, oh, you know. But yeah, man, there were these cows and bulls, and the bulls were kind of cool, man. They weren't super aggressive because there was only like two of them, and there was like probably 20, 30 cows. So like, they weren't. You know, but I remember I could go up and like, you know, touch their horns, and I used to go clean up, you know, their poop, you know, shovel it out and feed them and scare away the mice for them and,
Hey, that's
you
how I know
know,
you can
pet
handle
them
anything
and
if you
feed
say you
them by
just go play
hand.
with
And
bulls. Like, yeah, I grew up.
well, I didn't play. Mind you, I'm
Okay,
behind a
I'm thinking
fence. I'm
you're just
behind a fence, bro. I
playing
didn't
with
get
them
in there
like
with them and
dogs,
like,
like
thorough,
with your red
thorough.
cape.
No. Oh, no. Well, kind of, because I would take a piece of wheat and I'd go down the fence with it, you know, and they'd run after me and follow it, going, trying to get that piece of wheat, you know, and then I they wouldn't bite me or nothing like that or bucket me with their head. Now, however, I've seen them kick a worker. I mean, in
Ooh.
fact, I do believe he shattered all his
Wow.
ribs, you know, because he got behind him and stuff, you know, and that scared me. Now, the cows weren't aggressive like that at all. Those I could play with, yes, I could get in there, pound them, feed them, lay with them, play with them, whatever. But the bulls, oh no. I could never like get in the cage, you know, with them, you know. But they were nice. Had they hurt me? No, I don't think they would have. I think animals are genuine souls, and they knew I was just a kid and everything. But you know, obviously, they didn't let me
Yeah,
to do that.
I've never experienced the farm life.
Bulls.
Now I've worked hard in my life, but yeah, nobody in my family
No,
owns a farm.
they wouldn't let me work when I was there, man. You know, they like I would shovel shit here and there, whatever, because I wanted to, because I wanted to be a farmer. But they wouldn't let me. They wanted me to, like, you know, enjoy my time there instead. You know, it was never a you're gonna come here and work type of thing. You know, it was you're gonna come here and learn about the
They
finer
didn't
things in
ship
life.
you
You know,
off
making
for
your
the
own
summer
cheese,
to go
making your
work
own
at
bread.
the
You know,
farm or
making your
anything.
own vegetables. Right, they had their own workers anyways there and stuff, and you know, like I said, they would have much rather spent time with me and shit. Like,
That's
they had
badass.
Hawaiian sharks in the house. They had this fish tank about the size of a movie, like not a movie theater but a projector screen. It was about that big, and it had like 10 Hawaiian sharks. And if you don't know what those are, they're
That I feel like
purple
that's kind of like
sharks,
a
and they're
flex.
pretty
It's just
big.
like, hey, I have
Like,
purple sharks.
they're like,
Like, fuck with me. Right.
well, they did, I didn't, but they're, yeah, look it up. They're called Hawaiian sharks, but they had those, and it was just so cool. It was just such a cool place, man. Farmhouse and shit. Fuck. What was I gonna
No,
ask? Oh,
no.
either
The
your parents
closest musician
musicians?
in my family, like lineage-wise, is my great-great-grandmother, who used to tour the Midwest playing ukulele, doing a solo act, which is ironically my favorite instrument. Like, I can get
Oh,
down on the ukulele.
wow.
And once I made that connection,
Shut
I
up,
was
shut
like,
up.
wow, that
Go ahead.
makes a lot of sense.
Go
But
ahead.
yeah, nobody in my family even has rhythm. Yeah.
That's crazy, you know, because do you know the Dusty Armadillo in Ravenna? My mom used to own that when it was the ballroom. So for when I was like 3 to like 6 years old, I got to see Dwight Yoakam, you know,
That's pretty
Toby
sweet.
Keith, Shania Twain, all those guys, you know, there. And I grew up in it. Then she turned into a
Oh,
nightclub. My
jeez.
stepfather was almost murdered, so she sold it. Then it became what it is now, the Dusty Armadillo. My grandfather was in Alabama Opera, Alabama University Opera.
That's in your
So
veins.
music's kind of ran
That
in
makes
my
sense.
family. That's why I was curious. So it is. It is. I'm like my. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I because I really don't like to brag. But I got a stack on
Yeah,
me opera
wait,
singing
let's
against
make it
anybody you want to
happen.
bring me,
Let's find another opera
and that
singer. Let's
includes
make
people that
that
are on
happen.
Broadway. That's serious. Oh, please, please make sure they're
Oh,
educated. Make sure they went to school for it and shit and
we
have
can
like
do the
people.
search.
So I can make them feel real small. I'm teasing, but I'd rather have an educated one because I'm not
Oh,
just
I'll
so I
do
can
it,
just
man. I'll
fucking
set it
anything
up.
and
I'll
just try to
contact
figure out
my
in
people.
school
You
for opera
contact your people. We'll find you an opera singer to
singing.
go against. We'll make it a whole thing. Put it up on YouTube.
I'm telling you, you don't want to fuck with it, bro. I'll show you my high school
Let's
musicals.
do
I was the
it.
lead role from my freshman year on, bro. And I used to,
I
my
like that
one,
one.
Guys and Dolls, Nathan Detroit, man. He was played by Frank Sinatra. And my music teacher's like, do not watch it. And I was like, why? He's like, Frank Sinatra's not a good singer, number one. Number
What?
two, he's not as good as you. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, watch Bugs Bunny. He's like, watch Bugs Bunny. I'm like, okay. Watch Bugs Bunny to get that, you know, that New York accent, you know, the Biltmore Garage. I watched him to get my accent. And Frank Sinatra, believe it or not, contrary to popular belief, he's not a good singer. He really isn't. He's a crooner. That's it. Like, there was nothing super unique, special about him. He just was the first to do it at his time, and he did it in a way that no one did. Kind of like Elvis. You know, it's not like another falsetto or falsetto a crooner. I mean, me personally, I know that I can sing that way fairly easy. You know, it's more about a operatic style approach as opposed to hitting syllables
Right,
and
it's
or
singing
hitting,
like
you know,
him is
notes or going from falsettos or going up
right.
octaves. It's just
Deep
like,
diaphragms
I
are
am
talking. You
king
know,
of
you're not chanting it.
the
You're
you know, like,
fly me to the moon. You know,
right. Like, I'm not saying he was
I'm a big
bad, but
fan.
he's
I'm not.
way
I know you're
overrated than
probably gonna
what
might
he was
catch
put
some
out to
flack for
be.
saying all that, but
Oh,
I'm
me
not gonna
too. I
disagree
love
with
it.
you.
No, I got books, bro. I'm a huge Frank Sinatra fan. I got biographies, books, picture books of Time Magazine. Listen, love me some Sinatra, bruh. But what I'm saying is, my music teacher straight up told me that, and he's like, "I want you to watch Bugs Bunny." And he's like, "And you know how sometimes you warm up doing, you know, your do re mi's operatic?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Sing like that." I'm like, "Okay." So I would, you know, there's a song called "Sue Me," and it was "Sue me, sue me, what can you do me?" And I just belt out, "I love," like fucking just ring out "I love you" for like 30 seconds, and you know, fucking people would stand up. It was.
Who
I
says
should
you
have went into
can't?
acting as opposed to music, but you know, drugs were more important to me. Well, I still could. No, you're right. Because after that, I was offered tons of plays from tons of playhouses like Gilligan's Island and what was the one? Oklahoma, a bunch of other ones. And I only went to try out one, and I just it's like, nah,
Yeah, I
yeah,
mean,
this isn't for me, you know.
if
And
your heart's
that's
not
you
in
know
it,
when I kind of
it's
found
not going to
music.
happen.
I did it for my mother because I've always like been an actor. I used to be like in like fashion shows and modeling stuff when I was younger, and I used to do like talent shows. And she's like, "Please do it for me, James." Blah, blah, blah. Oh God, Mama. Okay, back to the mama's boy thing, you know. And I'll be damned if I didn't get the lead role. And then I was just given the lead role the next year before it even the play. He would tell me the play, give me the book for the summer to study, and you know, so I could come back with 400 lines memorized and shit. But I do miss that, and you know. I think you'd be a good actor. You're a good front man. You
I've
know,
thought about
it's, I
taking
think it comes
acting
with the
lessons
territory.
to even help situations like this, just talking to you right now. I mean, I'm being genuine, you know, but acting can teach you voice inflections. And maybe I could have persuaded someone one way if I talked a certain way. Or maybe I would have grasped the tension if I talked like this and gave you something like this. I should have been talking like that this whole time to really draw in the listener.
Oh no, Colin, you're exactly right, man. You're totally right, Colin. That is exactly how you approach that situation. No, I'm just kidding, dude. Stop. No, yeah, you're right, man. It's totally about infliction, man. And then that's a deeper art into, just the whole thing that comes with talking and rapping and singing. And it's I've always been fascinated with, words and stuff.
Hey,
I
me
used to
too.
study the dictionary for reading time in school. I would just fucking learn it. My goal was learn one word each day and use it that whole day. One of my favorites, megalomania. And then there was juxtaposed, and all these were from Hitler's Mein Kampf. I had read that book. Not that I'm a Hitler fan or nothing. I just read his book. And I found a lot of words in his book that I had to have my thesaurus and my a dictionary, handy, which I'm a pretty, I can usually take, a root word and, but I was like,
Yeah.
juxtaposed, what the hell is that?
Yeah,
So I've
I
always
had a
been
weird,
about
well, I'm not
wordplay
going
and
to say
things like
weird.
that,
So this girl pissed me off back in high school. This is pre-Master Pop. This is before I was like doing my blues guitar in my room in between Call of Duty matches. Yeah, this is like Afro
Is this
having
Master
cross country
Curl instead
running
of Master Puff, like Master
guitar.
Curl?
I was Colin Brace,
Ma
I guess.
Master Cheese Bowl?
But so she's we're learning about poetry in some English class, and I honestly this I'm I might catch the flag, but I was like, poetry's stupid. I don't like it. It's easy to do. There's no skill. And this girl turned around. And she's like, you think you can do something like this with this much wordplay and figures of speech and have it make you feel like this? And I'm like, yeah, I can. It's not that fucking hard. And so I wrote this poem. And then I wish I still had it. Like, we're disastrous masses in the signing of hard casts. We cover the pain with names of the beauty of times past. And they're just like, oh shit, like you can't. So
Ooh. Yeah,
I
bitch.
didn't
Well, see,
know.
you're a savant like I am, man. It comes natural to us, bro. Like, I'm in my prime,
I
call me
found out I was a good
Optimus,
writer.
like,
This chick
it's
pissed me
just
off, so I had to write a good poem. And they're
words.
like, yo, that was really good. And then I started taking it seriously ever since then. Like, so actually, I have to thank her for being mean.
Well, listen. Yes, you do. And music is poetry in motion,
I'm
my
just a
friend.
rhythmic
That's what
poet.
it is.
Sometimes I change the speed. I'm a poet, I'm
Yeah, rhythmic
flowing.
poet, you
My
know it.
rhyme is a river, and I'm on the boat floating,
No
I'm
need.
going, I'm goated. Words coming from the throat, and I'm a spit it up like a loogie, man. I'm
Like it's
disgusting. It didn't rhyme, but that
1982.
doesn't matter. Truth doesn't have to rhyme.
No, not all the time. It just depends on, what you're going for, whether it's, see, this has always been a problem of mine. I'm great with words and stuff. The only way I
See,
can
I started
freestyle is if I'm really
freestyling.
fucked
Have
up.
you ever seen Harry
Like
Mackin?
really fucked up. Like inebriated out of my mind.
Well, he's a freestyle rapper. Like he kind of just
It sounds
gets on
familiar.
like goes live streams and gets on chatting websites and just tells them, give me three words, and he kills it. And I feel like I could do that with a little
Okay.
bit more practice. 'Cause I don't really freestyle that often, but I kind of want to do
You
something
could.
like that.
You
I
could.
actually I want to.
Shout out Desmal. Dylan, best freestyler I know. Seriously, I believe it or not, bro. I
Do
know that
it.
sounds crazy. Dude, I'm gonna make him freestyle for you next time. It's so much, and he'll tell you this, it's so much better than his writing the shit he
That's
writes.
how I
It's so
pretty
much
much.
better. Like just
Go
so much
ahead.
fucking better. Leaps and bounds. He's so good, and I don't get it. I don't get it because I can't do
Everybody's
that at
brain
all, but
works
I can write way
different.
better songs than him. Like, he'll
I
tell you
write with a
this.
really big mix of
It's
like,
so
I'll freestyle a
weird.
little bit to get the
Like,
creative juices going, and I might get a good start. Or I might get a catchy line, and then I'll analyze that line, break it down, and I break down the syllables in each bar. I try to think about what cadence I want to go with, because I am a faster rapper, so I have to make sure all my syllables are on point.
Same, bro. I dude, that's been my problem, man. Like, I'm trying to learn how to not, it's
I'm
because
the
I'm
same
like
way. I'm
Twista. Like, you thought you better
on
than
my
me. Then
next
I used to
project.
begin
Keep
to
an
say,
eye out
"Dumb
for it.
resurrection, etching in your head." Now I'm in my prime.
I'm gonna
Like,
say it publicly. Fuck it. I'm gonna break Eminem's word per minute record on the track. I'm gonna go double time on the track. Just to put that out there. So keep an
oh,
eye
I
out for
believe it.
Master Puff.
I believe it. I'm gonna be honest. He didn't even say some of those words. Let's be perfectly fucking honest here. Like, it's like how he rhymes, floorboard with orange. Those don't fucking rhyme,
That's a
my
big part of
man,
rap.
at all. It's just the way he says them. You know what I mean? Like, It's like Chris D'Elia said, you know, he's like, I'm not the kind of guy who has his cock in the locker room.
But
that doesn't rhyme. But
I'm
Eminem
sorry,
made it
but
sound like it did. You know,
I will say
no
that's
words
equally as
rhyme with
effective
orange. They
as
don't.
I use that
That
all
are
the
some
time.
shady. No, it is. I agree. In fact, it's more impressive to be able to do that. I'm just saying, in some of the words, I know he doesn't say all the syllables of the words or the letters in that, man. I know he doesn't,
That's
you know.
from
So,
what
like,
I've seen.
is that the
I
world
think Rap
record?
Genius came out and said, I mean,
Oh, fuck. Oh, dude, we're doing it, dude. We're
well,
trading
yeah,
you up.
I'm gonna
We're getting Guinness
mathematically
out. Oh,
break it
come
down.
on,
I want to see
dude.
how many
You
words per
got
minute he
this.
actually has. So I'm gonna find the BPM and find how I can cut that BPM of the beats per minute in like in the beat down to the point where if I can fit this many words in this block, I visualize it when I write. I'll take the bar and I'll put right, I'm double timing.
You're gonna
Like
add
I'm gonna try
words,
to fit
though, is
two
what you're
words
gonna
in a
do
regular
too.
double
Like,
timer
you're gonna shit all over it.
per like but that's really hard because I have to write words
I have no doubt.
that roll off the tongue cohesively, like a lot of up and down jaw movement, no like weird like TH sounds and the S's and stuff like that that'll throw me off. But I can do it. There's no doubt not.
Or the
Like
dies and the
anything that'll
I's and
really
the
make your
Y's and the
tongue
N's and
move
the
into a lot of
times and
weird
the, yeah,
positions while you're going that
something like
fast will
that.
tie you up. At least for me. So I try to write around that.
Dude, I did not expect this. I'm gonna let you
It's
keep
been
going, but I did
quality,
not
man.
expect this conversation to go this way. I fucking love it. Fucking love it, man. It's nice to, I know sometimes I get on tangents and I start to overtalk people. It's a, I get excited, man. I don't have friends. And I'm starting to find people that are like-minded like me. And I'm like a little 13-year-old girl that's going on her first date, you know? I'm excited to find and talk to people like myself and are interested in the same things I am because, I have a saying, separate the user from the whore, meaning I was
Hey
pretty bad
man,
into drugs. So, but, do I need to say I had to get myself
it
away
was a
from
short
all
period of
those
my
people,
life I got addicted to drugs and I was prescribed Xanax back in college and that was pretty bad. But that's and then when I got out there was some other stuff that I don't really want to put on the record books, but yeah, I know what you're saying,
No,
man.
it's
I
fine.
wrote
Don't, no,
Strangelight.
no, don't have to.
It's my YouTube
I'm just
extension
an
song.
open
I
book.
wrote that all about it. But there was a point where I was sitting in someone's car and I was like, I could die right now. Like I've done enough of this shit to kill me. And I'm sitting there and I felt funny and I was like, man, that was such a mind-blowing moment.
Right. It was a epiphany, man. I'm an open book. I was on a Nigerian TV show, and it was about addiction. And what it ended up, long story short, the other three guests were supposed to be on there, their internets failed. So it ended up being me on this show for 2 hours, which I was only supposed to be on for like 30 minutes. What ended up turning to me talking about how I was raped, how that led into ultimately my, shooting up coke at 13 and just, I'm a super open book about everything that I've done. And, anybody listening to this that has any type of drug problems, go to your local gas station and ask them if they have Kratom. Kratom.
I can endorse that
And do yourself a
statement.
favor and take a
I stand
teaspoon of it
behind that.
the next time you want to do drugs. I've been on it for over a year and a half. I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I don't know that if I because I told you a little bit, but like I have scoliosis, spinal stenosis, three herniated discs, sciatica, and my legs are starting to fail me. So like I'm in a lot of pain. I refuse to go to pain management. I refuse to get surgery because my brother's had a
Man.
couple. He's had to learn how to walk twice because they've nicked his spine twice. And I found Kratom, man. It helps my mental state. It helps me sleep. It helps my work. It helps with everything. It helps with pain a little bit, not a whole lot, but it allows me. And yeah, it will fuck you up if you take too much, but I accidentally took a
Jesus.
tablespoon the first time, bro, and I was spinning. It's like I took two Perc 10s because it's in the opiate family. But now I take two teaspoons at 4 o'clock in the morning, because that's when I get up. And then I only take one teaspoon at like 9 a.m. And then at like 12 a.m. And then at like 3 p.m. And then at like 6 p.m. And it's a miracle, man. It's
Oh,
I have
really?
noticed when I don't have it though, I'm definitely addicted to it physically. Which I'm fine with that though, man, because it's not dirty. It's it's pure. It's just a it's
You're
literally a
crutched
vein
on
and
it.
a leaf.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And it's cheap. My mother Right. Well, my brother, well, my brother, my bro my mother does taxes and bookkeeping, and there's a head shop in Alliance called Cali Culture that sells it. And that's where I found it. Well, she does their bookwork. I got her to do their bookwork, and so I get a deal on it. Shout out Cali Culture, Josh and Christina and Nathan. But and it's just, it's been a miracle, man. It really truly has. I'll say this right now. I don't know, since I've been 13 years old, there has been more than like 2 weeks I've gone without some sort of drug. I have, however, learned how to become, especially now,
How old
since
is
my
your
daughter was
daughter?
born, that was my wake-up call. And that's when I was like, okay, I gotta stop.
Hey, congratulations on that
She will
life-changing
be
moment,
three
too.
March 29th. Thanks.
Sorry.
Yeah, you know, I hate kids. And when I found out I had a, I'm just a very
Hey,
harsh
I
person.
vibe with that.
I
I
can't
vibe with
stand
that.
children. They love me because I'm good with them, but I cannot stand them. Found out I was having a daughter. I cried for almost 2 days straight. I'm so glad I have a daughter and not a boy. No, I'm not that I wouldn't mind a boy, but I'm just so glad. I'm smitten over it, man. You know, like it's been the best thing that ever happened to me, man. I didn't know what love, true love, and I love my fiance and mother, but I didn't know what actual unconditional, true, honest to God love was until I met her. And that's the truth, dude. Like, it was, you know, I was still taking cough medicine up at that point. I had been taking cough medicine since I was 13, sipping on scissor and shit like that. But it was a controllable. I had it at a point where, it, you know, nobody knew. It was normal. It was an everyday thing. Like if somebody were to smoke a joint. And I was a sous chef and things like that. Well, I had to stop that because the pain or whatever. Long story short, you know, my daughter being born, I was like, you know, no more of that. No more of that. No more of these man-made type of drugs and stuff like that. You know, smoke pot to sleep and take my cream and keep my head on straight. You know, I need to set a good example. I
Right.
want, you know, they say be the man you want your daughter to be with or woman, whatever she ends up being with.
I used to
I don't
tell my
care either
little
way.
sister that. My little sister's 9 years
And that's
younger
what
than
I'm
me.
trying to be, man.
So when she was like real young, starting to like realize she liked boys and stuff like that. Her whole life I've been saying, "Hey, beautiful," like, and protecting her, making sure she's confident. And I told her, like, don't go for any guy that treats you like worse than the people who love you, because then they don't love you.
Colin, if I lose you, it's because my phone's gonna die, but hopefully not. I can call you right back. I'm sad, but I'm gonna go in
You're
my other
good.
room.
My
I
phone's
just
pretty low
have a little
too.
studio room because I have the best service in there. Oh man. Fuck. Well, we'll wrap it up here. I'm gonna plug in and we can wrap it up. I want you to plug some shit, tell people to where they can find
All
you.
right, I can get you all the
All
links and
that's, and of
stuff.
course I'm gonna link it in
Just
the
let me
description
know when you
as
want me
well.
to go, I guess.
Okay. No, we'll go ahead and where do you want people to check out? Like first and foremost, what do you want your algorithms up on? SoundCloud,
All right,
Spotify, all the above. What do you
Facebook
want to
page,
focus on? Like
I haven't
hyper-focus.
released anything to Spotify yet or any streaming services because I want to handle my own distribution and keep my 50%. So you can catch me at
I
MasterPuffWTI,
respect it.
facebook.com/MasterPuffWTI. There I'll post updates about shows I'm doing. There's official audio for the songs I've done. There's some just fun stuff for me, you know. You can catch me on Twitter at MasterPuffWTI, or no, MasterPuff1 on Twitter. You can catch me at MasterPuff1 on Twitter, and you can catch me at MasterPuffWTI on Instagram. Lion Turtle Media is on the upstart. Keep an eye out for us. Yeah, I think that's all my links.
Yeah, I'll be advertising you guys
I
whether you like it
appreciate
on here or not. Just
it.
because
Honestly,
I'm
it
that
was more
guy,
of a
to
thing.
help you guys
You
build
just
up.
do
So
more
they'll be hearing it on the
consulting. You
show
can
anyway.
contact more people. You can get more shit done.
You do. It gives you a brand. It gives you, dude,
Yeah,
that's why I
this
started the whole
is the
Royal
kind of game we
Promotions, so it
play.
looked like I had management or whatever. You know what I mean? All right. Well, hey man. We're gonna have to do this again soon. Maybe we'll
Yeah,
bring
just
Jonathan on
talking
here, and we
about
can
him
pick
not
his
being
cyborg
human,
brain, like
because
here in a couple weeks
he's
or something, if
not.
you'd be down for that.
Also, he has a good story too.
Yeah,
Like that,
because I need
his
some
story
answers.
sold us the interview out in Inglewood. So.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, I want him on the show anyways. We had tried to set something up a while ago. Just,
Right.
Jonathan, and you know me.
You know, just like our situation, essentially. But hey, man, I just want to thank you for taking the time out of your
Old
day
boomer.
to come
No,
on
you're
here
good,
and
Stash man.
listen to an old boomer like myself bullshit your ear off. And
Did he
hey, don't mention him right now, man. He's kind of calming
hear
down a
me?
little bit, dude. He's all excited because he's like, "Hey, we're putting out two podcasts in 2 days."
Oh, shit.
I don't know. He's
All
twitching a little
right.
bit.
It's been a pleasure, really.
Hey man,
Not a
for real, I
problem,
appreciate
dude.
you,
Can't
dude.
wait to listen to it back.
Thanks again for coming by, man. Yeah, it was, dude. It was a blast. Yeah, absolutely. You'll be here in about an hour or so. I'm going to edit a little bit and
All right,
break it
cool.
down and then put my ads in and for McAlpine and shit. Get her up.
It's my
All right,
pleasure.
brother. Hey
I
man, I
look forward to
appreciate you.
working with you
Thanks
in the
for
future.
stopping by from
Oh,
the
there
Stash
goes my dog
Podcast.
barking. All right, brother. Later.
Get him, pup.